The simple answer to that is somebody asked me, and the set list was full of songs that I know and love, and figured what could be more fun than to sing them with a 92-piece orchestra. I think I was a replacement. I think Kevin Spacey was supposed to do what I'm doing, and he had to shoot a movie, so somehow somebody threw my name into the mix, and I couldn't turn it down. On top of the fact that I'm a lover of classic orchestration, yeah, I'm not actually still not quite sure how it happened. I keep meaning to get the full story, but I've been so busy with the actual rehearsing that haven't had time.
Cleveland Show.
Mm-hmm.
So you've already got a whole season in the can.
I mean, not in the can. It's in various stages of production.
Yeah.
On the one hand, a Family Guy spinoff seemed like at least something that was worth talking about, but there was also a lot of interest from Mike Henry, who does the voice of Cleveland, and does a lot of other voices on the show. Really has his own point of view that's very, very unique. I've known the guy since college, and he's always just cracked me up. But he approached me with Rich Appel, who at the time was writing for Family Guy, and he's the only writer in television who's written for every Fox primetime animated show. You know, he's one of the best writers / showrunners in Hollywood. And the combination of him and Mike Henry, I mean, you know, those two guys could pretty much write a sitcom about the phone book and it would have a shot. They're just extremely talented guys, and this is something they wanted to pursue, and I thought it was a great idea. Cleveland is an appropriate character to spin off, not just because we're in the Obama era, but he's a more dimensional character than, say, Quagmire.
Yeah, I was wondering if you ever thought of keeping Quagmire his own show, but I suppose there's limited...
Yeah. Nobody wants to watch a sitcom about a rapist, at least not on a network. Maybe on cable.